You're listening to 89.1 KMUW. Beautiful, the Carole King musical visits Wichita this week. This production's lead actress, Sarah Bockel, has followed the role from Chicago to Broadway and beyond. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Bockel and has more.
Where did this journey with you and Beautiful, the Carole King musical, begin? Was this a role that you saw and thought, wow, I could really do something with that? Or was there a different process to it?
It was more like a, wow, that I wish I could like have the chance to be involved with that show. But I just never really thought it was possible because I lived in Chicago and I was an actor in Chicago, kind of waiting tables and you know, doing some stuff on the side. I ended up, my agent thought it would be a good fit for me, so I sent in a video, you know, just on a long shot. I wasn't even a union actor at the time, and I ended up flying to New York 3 times for callbacks. I got the understudy for the first year of the tour, so I was the understudy for the first 2 years. I stayed on, and then I got asked to be Carole the 3rd year, and now we're in our 4th year of the tour, and I got to... I actually just came back from Broadway. I played the role on Broadway for about a month, so I've kind of milked this puppy for everything it's worth.
You mentioned, of course, being an understudy. Maybe for people who don't know, can you talk a little bit about what that's like? Because you're cast in the role, but not cast in the role, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what a lot of people don't know about understudies is that typically they're just as good. If you get called back for a role or you make it to the final round of auditions, that means that the creative team can see you in the role and is taking you very seriously for the role. I've had really understudied really amazing women that gave me lots of, you know, opportunities to go on, and I've been really lucky in that way. Some people never let their understudies go on, and sometimes that's out of pride, and sometimes that's out of fear that their understudies will be better than them.
You know, you've been living with this music now, at least in the show, for, you know, you said, what, almost 4 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So between the time you started and now, is there a song that maybe, you know, resonates with you today differently than when you first started? You understand it on a different level?
Natural Woman was kind of like this big enigma for me. Those lyrics are kind of like abstract to me. I didn't really know, like, what she meant.
Looking out on the morning. I used to feel
to add another layer on what's happening in the show when she sings that song is that she has gone through a divorce and is recording Tapestry in California. She's moved across country from New York to California, and her record producer thinks that she needs one more song, and it needs to be Natural Woman because it's such a special, incredible song. And basically Carole says, no, I don't want to sing it because it's too painful for me to sing it. You know, my ex-husband wrote the lyrics, and I can't look at it. You know, I don't want to revisit it. And so there's a lot of different layers. So he can finally convinces her to give it one try in the studio. It's a really joyful song, but at the time that she sings it, it's painful, and then it becomes joyful. She doesn't need anyone to feel beautiful and good enough. And what essentially is a natural woman is, you know, you accepting yourself and feeling enough. And that's at least what the song in that moment is to me. And I think I kind of had to go through, you know, I had to go through my own heartbreak and my own self-acceptance while in this show to actually get what she was going through in that moment when singing those lyrics.